Yeah, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs and Stay. Right now it's 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House entire East Wing is going away, and President Trump is taking flak for his new expanded plan that'll make room for a 90,000-square-foot ballroom. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is there.
I think it's going to be something you're all going to be very proud of.
The 90,000-square-foot ballroom, once finished, will be nearly double the size of the main White House building. The First Lady's office has already been demolished. A family theater and a gift shop will also be flattened.
Tourists on Pennsylvania Avenue have been weighing in.
It's a desecration, really, I think. I don't know that anybody particularly wants a big ballroom.
JFK had a swimming pool. So, you know, he's adding his touch. And it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
California Governor Gavin Newsom speaking out over the president's plans to order Border Patrol agents to San Francisco. In an X post, Newsom claims the plan is designed to create chaos.
This is right out of the dictator's handbook. Donald Trump does this over and over again. He says he's going to send in the National Guard to address uncontrollable crime rates, which are fictitious.
San Francisco Chronicle's reporting about 100 federal agents are en route to the U.S. Coast Guard base in Alameda. New strikes on suspected drug boats from South America. This time they were taken out not in the Caribbean, but in the Pacific Ocean. Correspondent Charlie Daggett reports from Washington.
Videos released by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth Wednesday show boats in two separate military strikes. One vessel half-loaded with black bundles, the second leaving behind parcels in the water after it burst into flames.
President Trump was top of mind at the final debate in the New York City mayoral race.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo said President Trump wants Democrat Zohran Mamdani to win so Trump can take over the city.
He has no respect for him. He thinks he's a kid and he's going to knock him on his tuchus.
Republican Curtis Sliwa said Jewish New Yorkers fear Mamdani.
They view you as the arsonist who fanned the flames of anti-Semitism.
Mamdani said he would look out for all New Yorkers.
I have never, not once, spoken in support of global jihad.
Early voting begins Saturday in New York. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Breaking news from Broadway.
You'll be back, time will tell.
King George will still have an orchestra accompanying him when the curtain rises on Hamilton and all the other musicals on the Great White Way tonight. The union that represents Broadway musicians has just announced it's reached a tentative labor agreement with producers that averts a threatened strike that would have silenced almost two dozen shows. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Mount Pleasant task force took the lead in a gang takedown involving the FBI Milwaukee office yesterday. A statement says dozens of law enforcement agencies conducted Operation Chalkline, targeting violent gang activity in Racine and Milwaukee. There were 22 arrests and the seizure of a lot of fentanyl, cocaine, marijuana, plus guns and vehicles. Governor Tony Evers joined Racine leaders yesterday to sign the final construction beam on the $68 million Lincoln King Community Center. That facility is set to open next year. During his visit, Evers warned about the federal government shutdown and its impact on Wisconsin residents, who he says may lose food and health benefits. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nadweski is leading a hearing in Madison today concerning sexual misconduct and cover-ups in Wisconsin schools. In addition to the fact-finding, she's proposing bills for stricter penalties and rules. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley is denying the claims and is seeking a retraction following a report in the Capital Times. State Senator Van Wongard is denying retirement rumors, saying he'll decide by next year if he'll run again. He's accusing Democrats of spreading false information to fundraise. Racine Transit Director Trevor Young has launched a campaign to run for Wongard's 21st State Senate District seat. Racine has launched what they're calling a Spooktacular Homes Halloween contest. They're looking to celebrate festive front yard decorations. There will be public voting on Facebook and the winner announced on Halloween night. There's more about the contest on the city's website. And Microsoft is now a sponsor of Racine's Festival Park. A statement says their investment will help keep event costs low and increase accessibility. Microsoft is working on two major data centers in Mount Pleasant and has partnered with Gateway Technical College on educational initiatives. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Will Watson return? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson has been rehabbing after suffering a torn ACL at the end of last season. Will this be the week Watson returns?
My goal and my plan is to play this week. I'd say I could have played last week too, to be honest, but you know, obviously just kind of make sure, you know, I'm hearing, you know, everybody's opinions on everything and just being as smart as possible about it.
The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. NBA, the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 37 points, the most in his career on an opening night, in a 133-120 victory over the Washington Wizards, but guard Kevin Porter Jr. undergoing an MRI for a severely sprained left ankle. How's he doing early in the game?
Just his defensive pressure. Couple steals, deflections, and then just his half-court defense, him and the whole group, led to us a ton of runouts. So it might have been the most advanced passes we've had.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 15 here today. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 34. Could be some frost, a little cooler further inland tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
I say things when I drive that intrigue me. I drove by a car dealership, and every car on the lot had a balloon on it. Every car. And I wondered, well, what led to that decision? That didn't just happen. There was a moment in time where that was decided upon, and I just wish I was there. They probably sent some new salesman into the GM's office. The guys asked me to come in and talk to you. We're not hitting our quotas, and we're not getting any drive-ons. They're wondering if you might have some ideas. Oh, yeah? Let me show you why I'm in charge. We're gonna move these bad boys. Who am I to make fun of that? It must work. They wouldn't do it if it didn't work. I guess people drive by, well, that's it for my day. I am headed home. What? What they're tied to, but I'm buying one.
Magical Mystery Tour, The Beatles, and Hello Goodbye. It's 8:12, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Partly sunny today, highs near 51. Right now, clouds, 40 degrees, real Halloweenish, real Octoberish outside here at Radio Park. Hey, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be a beautiful day, and also Saturday and Sunday, beautiful sunny weather. And Saturday, we're in luck because the Root River Council is seeking volunteers in the Racine community for the 2025 Make a Difference Day. Takes place this Saturday under the sunshine, October 25th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Root River Council is committed to beautifying the parks along the Root River Pathway and is concentrating on Clayton Park this year. That's located at 1843 Clayton Avenue here in Racine. It's one of the largest parks along the Root River Pathway. Over 200 native plants were planted in Clayton Park this year alone, thanks to a grant from Wild Ones, Root River Chapter, and Monarch Watch. Native plants improve the habitat of migrating monarch butterflies and help reduce storm erosion. They also enhance the park's beauty around the Root River Pathway. Now, volunteers are needed to help weed, mulch, and clean up trash and debris around the park. This is a great opportunity for students looking for volunteer hours and for anyone who loves Racine's parks. Again, it's Make a Difference Day taking place this Saturday, October 25th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Clayton Park. Hope you can help on out. Should be a lot of fun. And beautiful weather. Perfect weather for it, too. It's 8:13. I want to get this in here. Concerts, of course, are fun. We all love concerts. But I'll bet they're more fun if you can see them with ghosts. And here you go. The concert venues that are reportedly haunted include Royal Albert Hall in London. Back in 1930, a group of spiritualists went there to conjure up the ghost of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. One of them claimed she was pushed by five spirits. There are also been reports of the ghost of two Victorian women giggling in the corridors. Closer to home, The Rave in Milwaukee. This place is supposedly haunted by the ghost of a little girl who was drowned in a swimming pool that's no longer in use. A dead former employee named Jack is also still hanging around. And how about the House of Blues in Chicago, haunted by the ghost of a little girl? One time a boy saw her playing with his toys. He screamed, and the girl vanished. I get goosebumps just talking about this stuff. 8:14, local news, timeless hits for you.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. Touchdown. I met him in a sale in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, talked of life. He said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. How his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died. He up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. He said a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips.
Cause I drink so bit. He shook his hair, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Mr. Bojangles, 818, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. I've got a fun fact for you. You think we're done with our Halloween stuff? We don't even begin yet with the Halloween stuff. Here's another one. Fun fact for you. The African country of Swaziland, real country, by the way, has a law that bans witches from flying their broomsticks higher than 500 feet in the air. 499 is good. 500, you can't fly your broomsticks any higher than that. Do you believe they actually have a law about that? It's 818. Time for Pete with the Beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Filthy Rich People Who Can't Catch a Break news, Jennifer Lopez cannot seem to live without drama if she's been out of the spotlight for more than a month. The actress-singer appeared on the Howard Stern Show recently and said in all of her four marriages, she was given rings and material possessions and houses, but that none of her four husbands truly loved her because they weren't capable. That did not sit well with her first husband, Ohani Noah, who accused her of not only rewriting history, but of cheating on him multiple times during their just 11-month marriage. A former model and personal trainer, Noah says despite her cheating, she begged him to stay to avoid bad publicity in her career. But she still kept lying and cheating. That doesn't sound like our Jen Jen. Noah claims he moved out of the state for her, supported her financially and emotionally until he was no longer needed. I mean, in J-Lo's defense, she did become famous very quickly. How was she supposed to know she'd only need him for 11 months? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
And don't forget, Marine Credit Union sponsors the morning show here at WRJN every day. Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home.
And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know what it one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Science book. French I took. Yeah. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Sam Cooke, Wonderful World, 824. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Partly sunny today, look for a high of 51. A gradual clearing tonight, areas of frost, lows around 35. Sunny tomorrow, sunny Saturday, sunny Sunday, highs in the mid-50s all 3 days. Right now, we've got some clouds and 40 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, health.com put out a list of some tips from people who never get sick. Here's what they say. Get as much fresh air as possible. Find time to relax. Wash your hands often, get enough sleep, and keep the radio on WRJN. Now, I added that last one in there, but you never know. It could help, right? It's Coop Park. It's Small Faces. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green. Under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Where I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Get off me, the ducks with a bum. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. I tell you what I'll do.
What will you
I'd
do?
Like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
We'll dry the tears there.
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get high.
the bum. They all come out to groove about the nice and tough out on the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 It's all too beautiful.
It's a cool part. Small Faces, local news, timeless hits at WRJ, and it's 8:28. You know, there's only one Blockbuster video store left in America. It's in Bend, Oregon, and it still is a Blockbuster video store. However, a lot of them went out of business. They returned into Spirit Halloween stores, vape shops, and so forth. But there was a Blockbuster in Georgian Bluffs, Ontario, Canada, that shut down in 2011. Still looks like a Blockbuster, though. It has the classic sign, the blue and yellow awning. Everything's the same. But it's not a Blockbuster store anymore. So now there's a petition going around to preserve it forever as a museum. So far, they got 1,800 signatures. Remember when there were thousands of Blockbusters? There were two on every corner in America. It was my, you know, growing up, I loved Blockbuster. Now they're turning into museums. This is my youth we're talking about. Now a museum. 8:29, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. According to the FBI, Mount Pleasant Police played a lead role in a major operation yesterday across the region. The FBI Milwaukee office says it was called Operation Chalkline, and it targeted violent gang activity across both Racine and Milwaukee. A Mount Pleasant Task Force officer led the investigation, working alongside the Racine County Sheriff's Office, Racine Police, the feds, and officers from Caledonia. In total, 22 people were arrested and 24 search warrants executed. Investigators say they found a lot of drugs, including fentanyl, 23 guns, and several vehicles connected to the case. Law enforcement officials say the operation shows what can happen when local and federal partners work together. Beam me up, Tony. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers joined city leaders in Racine to sign the final beam of the new $68 million Lincoln King Community Center. The milestone marks a major step in building a state-of-the-art facility with health care, recreation, and community services for that neighborhood. The center, set to open next year, will offer medical, dental, and mental health care. During his visit yesterday, Governor Evers addressed concerns about the ongoing federal government shutdown, warning that thousands in Wisconsin could lose food and health benefits if politicians don't reach a deal soon. A Kenosha County lawmaker is leading a hearing in Madison today to address reports of sexual misconduct and cover-ups in the state's schools. Representative Amanda Dedweski is spearheading the meeting and inviting the state's superintendent to testify on why the Department of Public Instruction didn't share details about investigations with the public. Nedweski says she's also unveiling bills aimed at tougher penalties for grooming and stricter rules for teacher-student interactions. The hearing is a response to a report in the Cap Times. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley says the claims in the reporting are false, and she's calling for a retraction. A longtime Racine lawmaker says rumors of his retirement are not true. State Senator Van Wongard posted on social media that he hasn't decided on whether to retire, saying he'll make that call at the end of the year. He added that Democrats are only pushing those rumors to raise money. Wongard says he's having too much fun and still has lots of things to do. Former Racine alderman and current Racine Transit Director Trevor Young has launched his campaign for the 21st State Senate district seat, aiming to take that position from Wongard. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 15 here today. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 34. Could be some frost, a little cooler further inland tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's all you got to do is sing. Just sing and get famous. Because James Brown been singing 20 years. I don't know what James is talking about. I met him once at Saturday Night Live. I walked up and said, James, I love your stuff. James said,
see, about to do that.
that the end of every sentence he ended off with, everything, he said, and you get mad, you start putting the needle back saying, what did I just miss?
Seven and the people say,
that's a James Brown lyric. He'd write the song, say, I need a word here. That's good. And get this song going, all the songs sounded the same. Jamie going,
Sabbath, the bond the people say, I'm a no, or do mine, sis, little, you're serious. Hey, that's how I know. Hey, maybe you, that one, that one, people know you now. Sit down, I'm a dime, bond the people say, jump back, wanna kiss myself.
Murphy has him down to science. James Brown, I got you. Local news, time. Let's hit to WRG. It's 8:36. Hey, the Packers kicking off against Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers Sunday at 7:25 at the pregame at 5 p.m. Packer football is sponsored locally by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Papa John's, Royal Construction LLC, and the Lanes on 20, along with Anton Painting, Jeff Constanzo, LLC, Home Improvement, and Vessel Services. Check out the full Packer schedule at WRJN.com. Then listen to the game. It's coming up this Sunday night, 7:25 pregame, 5 o'clock, right here at WRJN. Hey, want to make some money? This is a great job to have. Now, why couldn't I find these jobs? A cookie company in Scotland once looked for a cookie taster. Yeah, cookie taste tester. Full-time job. Paid $52,000 a year. All you do is have to taste cookies. But, you know, Gene Siskel once said, you think our job is easy reviewing movies? He said, oh, that's easy. Just watch a bunch of movies. But for every good movie, you got to sit through 20 horrible movies. I think I can do it. Here's Paul Simon here at WRJN.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Cooler mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Isn't that a household cleaner, Formula 409? I thought it was. It's 841, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, everybody says, oh, we got such troubles in this country. Be glad you live in America. Here are some random weird things that are banned in other countries. Lip syncing is illegal in a country called Turkmenistan. Running out of gas on the Autobahn in Germany is illegal. Dancing in clubs after midnight is illegal in Tokyo. And movies about time travel, illegal in China. Be happy you live in this country, huh? I don't dance after midnight, but, you know, I do like time travel movies. It's 842, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Stephen Hardaway, a.k.a. Stevie Wonder, for Once in My Life.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
It's 8:45, local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. Question for you. Have you ever pretended to like a show your significant other likes just to make them happy? 23% of people in relationships say, yeah, I've done that. 29% of single people wouldn't date someone who doesn't subscribe to at least two streaming services. So for almost one in three people, that's a deal breaker. Have you ever gotten angry at your significant other for watching something without you, like a show you normally watch together? 21% say they have. I haven't gotten mad, but I've let my wife know that I'm disappointed that she watched Amazing Race without me. I'm so petty. It's 8:45 at WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunity that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
W-R-J-N. There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. Was walking next to me singing. Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum. We walk on to my door. We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Single day singing.
Manfred Mann. He also had another band later on called Manfred Mann's Earth Band. They did Blinded by the Light, which was a Bruce Springsteen song. But he changed his whole, he reinvented himself with the Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Couldn't get that out of my mouth. That's 850 local news, Townless Hits at WRJN. So a guy in Illinois tried to buy a lottery ticket from one of those vending machines at the grocery store, but the machine malfunctioned, wouldn't give him the one he wanted, so he said, all right, I'll take this ticket instead. Matched all six numbers in the drawing, won $9.2 million. Don't you hate when those machines malfunction and don't give you the ticket you really wanted, huh? All right, partly sunny, highs 51 today. It's cloudy and 42 now.
Nowhere to run. You become a part of me. Everywhere I go, you're
WRJN.
During their shows. Ah, the Temptations, the way you do the things you do. 856, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And finally, if you want to feel old, just talk to a 10-year-old for just 5 minutes. Your self-esteem will plummet. A kid told someone they were old because they were born in the 1900s. So in other words, anybody born over the age of 25, under the age of 25 is, or over the age of 25 is old. Someone got called old by a kid because they had VHS tapes. Someone else got called old because they knew what a DVD was. A kid called someone old because they still use CDs in the car. A woman got called old because she had stamps in her purse. A kid called a guy old because he said he used to play outside when he was young. A parent left someone a voicemail, and the kid said, only old people do that. And a woman got called old because she still has a Hotmail address. I'm not going to tell you what my address is. I'm going to be called ancient. All right, I'm Don Rosen. We're back again tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. Coming up next, Dan Marcus has bronchitis, so he's out. And Chris Morrow's going to be filling in for Dan. You think that really is a real excuse? It sounds like a fake one to me, but I'm sure it's real. Dan wouldn't do something like that. Kurt Volman coming in at 2 o'clock, and Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion year today is 1964. What a year for the British invasion, eh? Speaking about the British invasion, here's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Don't let the sun catch you crying. So Chris Morrow coming up next for you right here at WRJN. Keep it here for local news and timeless hits. And Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear.
with them go, all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. May be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no. Oh oh oh.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House entire East Wing is going away, and President Trump is taking flak for his new expanded plan that'll make room for a 90,000-square-foot ballroom. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is there.
I think it's going to be something you're all going to be very proud of.
The 90,000-square-foot ballroom, once finished, will be nearly double the size of the main White House building. The First Lady's office has already been demolished. A family theater and a gift shop will also be flattened.
Tourists on Pennsylvania Avenue have been weighing in.
It's a desecration, really, I think. I don't know that anybody particularly wants a big ballroom.
JFK had a swimming pool. So, you know, he's adding his touch. And it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
California Governor Gavin Newsom speaking out over the president's plans to order